President-elect Donald Trump promised during his campaign to get tough on immigration. He said he would build an impenetrable physical wall on the U.S. southern border, triple the number of immigration agents, and end sanctuary cities. He also promised to terminate President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, plan, although that stance may be softening, according to an interview he gave last week to Time magazine. DACA is the program that protects from deportation undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. WYPR's Jonna McCone reports that Trump's comments have caused a lot of anxiety in the immigrant community. She recently visited a clinic for immigrants seeking to clarify their legal options.
Natalie Uribe Robledo entered the United States illegally as a child.
And I immigrated to the U.S. Back in 1997. I was 2 years old. My parents were from Chile, Valparaíso, Chile. What drove their decision is just a lack of opportunity.
Natalie is 21 now, and like about 700,000 others nationally, has been protected from deportation by DACA. President Obama's executive order allows people who entered the U.S. before age 16 and June 15, 2007, temporary haven and the chance to get work permits. Now Natalie is not sure what's next.
It's very scary right now in our community. A lot of people are very afraid. They're not sure what's going to happen.
Felicia German, Latino outreach coordinator at Hampstead Hill Academy, says despite the unknowns, some people feel protected by the legal status DACA offers.
And that might be very hard to reverse. Like, how is Donald Trump actually going to, you know, do something so inhumane as to reverse your status going backwards?
She said there's mixed feelings, though. Some think DACA recipients might be the first ones deported because the federal government has personal information, like fingerprints and date of birth.
So we have a lot of parents that have no status at all. They might not have had any interaction with ICE at any time. And in a way, they feel safeguarded because of that, because it's as if they didn't exist.
Some of those people now wonder if they would be better off with DACA.
Gustavo Cordero.
Over the weekend, about 100 people came to a citywide screening for immigration status and a Know Your Rights workshop at Hampstead Hill.
We are probably at the third sheet of paper right now being seen by lawyers.
Lorena Diaz is a community organizer with CASA.
¿Usted va a ser membresía? ¿Usted ya tiene su membresía? Okay, entonces, English or Spanish?
Either one.
Okay.
Diaz so welcomes immigrants who have come to figure out how their status might change, given Trump's campaign promises. Like the majority of conversations here, this one's in English.
Do you guys have any openings anytime soon?
For DACA?
Yeah.
We do have an appointment, but I need you to get screened first.
Okay. And that's what they're doing.
Yes. Okay. So once you're screened and then the lawyer gives you his legal advice or her legal advice, then I will set you up with an appointment. Okay. But I can't do that until I see the form that says you're eligible to do it, because I don't want to put you at risk.
It's because of the risk that immigration rights groups like CASA and Catholic Legal Immigration Network or Clinic organize the event. Volunteers screen people, and lawyers met one-on-one to map out steps for applying for DACA or pursuing other strategies for legal status. Or they figured out what to do in worst-case scenarios, like deportation. Ms. Ayel, who is 26 and came to the U.S. about 13 years ago, went to the clinic because he wanted to see if he could reapply for DACA before Trump takes office, even though his status doesn't expire for nearly a year.
I definitely want to take the chance, because if not, then this will be my last year with my work permit, then I will become undocumented as well.
Ms. Ayel is known in his community as Misa, El Immigrante, for a radio show he used to host called Future Generation, or
Futura Generación. Misa, as everybody knows me, is the immigrant. So, and people have connected with me even now when they see me in the streets. Misa El Immigrante.
He left the clinic with a few options to safeguard his status. One could be applying for a U visa for victims of violence willing to assist law enforcement. Before the consultations, lawyers and screeners got a brief training.
Is there a possibility that people are going to be, like, afraid to answer a lot of these questions, like the gang questions, the fraud questions?
Nick Katz, who works as a legal manager at CASA and was helping lead the training, said people are going to be afraid.
CASA, right? So this is going to be a confidential space where you're going to get advice, and in order for that advice to be effective, we need you to be honest.
Lawyers and advocates are encouraging immigrants to check their status because DACA doesn't have the force of law. If they qualify for something more lasting, they should know about it. Jared Jascott, whose Fells Point law firm specializes in immigration law, volunteered on Sunday. He said there's no consensus on whether new applicants should seek DACA right now.
Because Trump said so many crazy things that we don't really know what he's actually going to do when he
becomes president.
And with DACA specifically?
Trump can actually destroy it with a pin, instantly. And that's basically what almost every person was asking me. Can he do this? And then when I told them yes, they were trying to figure out what that means for them.
It's not just DACA's impending end. Undocumented people are concerned that police will be able to check residents' names and IDs on the street. Jascott said a lot of people had questions about their safety. And Natalie, the 21-year-old DACA recipient, said she worries about her parents.
If I get home first and they're still not home from work, one starts worrying and you call them and they don't answer. And, you know, the worst situation goes through your head. Maybe they were pulled over while they were driving home and now they're being detained somewhere.
Natalie and others said families are changing their routines to avoid unnecessary risks. And they'll spend the holidays planning for what might happen in 2017.
Felicia German of Hampstead Hill
said people at the clinic were encouraging families to have a safety plan.
If I, mom, get deported, my American-born child has the right to stay here. Who's going to take care of them? That's the idea, is who am I going to leave my child with?
Yeah. Immigrant rights groups also recommend the plans include having documents stashed in a safe place and having your A number or alien registration number memorized. But all this doesn't mean people are hopeless. They've seen college presidents and county executives and faith leaders rise up to support them. And the mood at the workshop reflected that.
Dos, vamos a empezar. Una, dos, tres.
Carlos, an organizer with CASA, leads the crowd shouting, "Yes, we can." He wraps up the chanting, saying, "We're here, we're not leaving." He says, "We're going to show Donald Trump we're going to fight for what we have already won." Obama has deported a record number of people, so some suggest Trump may pursue the same policies, but package them differently. And after all, when it comes to Trump's wall with Mexico, there's already hundreds of miles of fencing on the border, and it's proven ineffective, especially for those seeking refuge from staggering violence. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting in Fells Point for 88.1 WYPR.